The ninth lesson is from John's Gospel in chapter 1. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. It is a great joy to speak to you on this Christmas Eve in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We enjoyed driving around last night to see all of the lights in the neighborhood. There was a lights and Christmas display contest. The winner put forth an extraordinary display. And it was, of course, something which brings great delight to the heart. I can't help, when I see these things, thinking back to Charlie Brown Christmas, however, and his great grief over Snoopy entering the lights and display contest. But of course, what happened is, at the end, all of those things that Snoopy had put on his doghouse were taken and applied to that sad little tree that Charlie Brown had purchased and brought along to the Christmas play for which he was meant to be the director. I never thought it was such a bad little tree, Linus said. All it needed was a little love. The fact of the matter is, a little love is exactly what none of us need. We need the greatest of all possible loves. And that love is lighting the world this night, now, as it has been doing for 21 centuries. Early in the first century of that lighting of the world, a Christian witness and theologian named Paul wrote these words, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for our sake became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich." Jesus left the glory and light and the riches of the Father's right hand and came into the depths of our poverty, not to give us a little bit of love, but to give us supreme love, the greater love that Jesus taught, which he said was to lay down one's life. And he did that. He laid down his life by coming among us at the manger, God becoming man, the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. And the scriptures say that there was no place found for them at the inn. No place. But he was born, the one who came where there was no place for him, so that he might, at the cross, take my place. Me, the one who deserved the full penalty for sin, Christ took my place there. And he bore my sin, he bore yours at the cross, and carried them away. And that is why the scriptures tell us that by his poverty, the poverty of the manger, the humiliation and poverty of the cross. He has made us rich, for listen to the gift He has given us. God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. All that belonged to Christ was transferred to you, when all that belonged to us was transferred to Him. He took to Himself our poverty. He took to Himself our fragmentation. He took to Himself our lostness and our sin. And then, in taking that to Himself in the cross and dying there, and rising again, He gave to us all that belonged to Him. His relationship with the Father, His perfect standing in heaven, all of the glory that we've been singing of tonight. And that means that you and I, while we live, are like John the Baptist in this text, not the light, but witnesses of the light. And we are not bearing witness in our lives to a little light any more than we are the recipients of a little love. We are the recipients of the greatest love of all. And you and I have in our hearts, through Jesus Christ, the most profound of lights, the one who lights the world, the one who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And the scriptures say that the darkness cannot conquer this light. The darkness of hatred, the darkness of bitterness, the darkness of war, the darkness of man's hatred for each other. All of it will be swallowed up by the light of Jesus Christ, who, this one for whom there was no place, this one who took my place, then turns to us and says, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself." The one for whom there was no place has prepared a place for all of you who will believe on Him. He came, and He will come again. And He will come for you. And He will come to each of you tonight who believe in Him. For to all who believe on Him, He gives the power to become the sons of God. Let's pray. Our Lord Jesus, we thank You that You entered into our poverty, and by Your grace, You took our brokenness at the cross, and by Your powerful resurrection, You bestow on us newness of life. Grant to us, O Lord, new hearts to bear witness of Your great love, and to do so, calling attention to Your great light, the light that overcomes the darkness. Grant this to us, we pray, in Your mighty name. Amen.